Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we'll just commit our time to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just commit our time into your hands, Father. Father, we just come with clean hands and a pure heart, Father. And Father, we come with ears that are open to hear what you have to say to us, Father. And with hearts prepared for the seed of your word, Father, that it will take root in our hearts and grow up and bring glory to your name, Father. So, Father, we pray that by your precious Holy Spirit, you will lead and guide us this morning, Father, in our time together, Father, for your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, as you all know, brothers and sisters, Brother Kim can't be with us this morning. He's got other commitments. But praise the Lord, it's given me an opportunity to just share something with you this morning that I believe the Lord has put on my heart. And the word that the Lord has given me is that when all around us seems to be despair, God is faithful. When all around us seems to be despair, God is faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And at this moment in time, as we know, we as Christians are all under tremendous pressure from different things, from this world, from our work, from our families. There seems to be great pressure to draw us away from what we should be looking at and what we should be doing. And as we look to God, God is faithful. He will, if we continue to seek his face, he will deliver us from those things that are allowing us to go through trials and tests. As we go through those trials and tests, as we seek God's face, he is faithful to bring us through those trials, no matter what they are. And a lot of my brothers and sisters are going through trials and tests at this moment in time, and we know that we have seen God's faithfulness, especially with Brother Jeff, what's happened there, how God allowed him to go through the trial that he's gone through. But God has been very, very faithful in working with our brother and bringing him through to himself. The Lord has been faithful, and the Lord will be faithful to us as we look to him, continue to look to him through relationship, because it is only through relationship with God that we learn the things of God, because we know what the word says, that his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts, and that the things that are impossible with man are possible with God. And as we seek his face, he will be faithful to us in all things. And I just want to have a look at one or two portions of scripture, and several of these are very familiar to us. I know that we've heard about them before and read them before many, many times, but I just want to show where God is faithful to those who look to him and to him alone. And if you will turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 23. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 23. And this is the time when the Syria was wanting to go to war against Israel, and I'll just read the story of what happened. Then the king of Assyria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, "Swear that thou pass not such a place, for there the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him, and warned him, and saved him there not once, not thrice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was very troubled for his things. And he called his servants and said unto them, Wilt ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, and that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he these horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed about the city. And when the servant of the man of God had risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they who are with us are more than they who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they came, were come to Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes and saw, and behold, they were in the center of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite thee? Smite them, shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to the master. And he prepared a great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master, so that the bands of Syria came no more against the land of Israel. And here we see how somebody was trying to, or the Syrians were trying to capture Elisha, because he was telling the king of Israel exactly what the Assyrians had done. And when at night they had camped about Elisha where he was, and his servant got up in the morning and saw all the Assyrians camped about, you can imagine what filled his mind. How are we going to get out of this situation? And it is very often the same with us, that things come across our path and we have all these negative thoughts come into our minds. How are we going to do this, and how are we going to do that? But Elisha knew exactly where the source of their deliverance would come from. And as it says here, he prayed unto the Lord and said, and he prayed unto the Lord. I prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And the Lord had sent his guardians, angels, to come and deliver Elisha out of the hands of the Assyrians. And it is the same for us, that as we go through our trials and tests, however bad they seem to be, that if we seek God, God will bring us through our trials. We have to remember, praise the Lord, that it is not us who bring us through our trials and tests, but it is God. God is the one who can do what seems to be the impossible. As I said earlier, God says that the things that are impossible with man are possible with him, and he can do greater things than we can even think about. God can deliver us from whatever situation we find ourselves in. And as he did here with Elisha, he miraculously delivered him and protected him. And although those who were around him saw all the negative, Elisha saw the positive and prayed to God that the little servant would also see the positive. And when he opened his eyes, he saw all those compassed about were more than those of the Assyrians. God had sent his protection over Elisha and his servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is so faithful. If we seek his face, he is so faithful to bring us through our trials and tests. And as I said, you know, a wonderful testimony we're getting from Frank and Teresa about what's happened with Jeff. It's just in so much negativism there. Praise God. God is faithful, and we have seen the fruit of God's deliverance in that family. Praise God. And this is what God will do with us. The problem is that a lot of the time we tend to fear what is happening. We see all the negative. Fear enters in, and that causes us to not seek what we should be seeking, and that is the face of God. I know that I've suffered trials in my time exactly the same, but we have to just continue to seek God's face. As it says in Mark 11, you know, when we pray, believe we shall have received and we shall have it. Praise the Lord. And that is the key to all our trials and tests, is that we continue to look to the Lord and allow him to work as he sees fit for his glory in our lives, to bring us through whatever trial and test we're going through. Hallelujah. The thing about it is that we have to know what God's heart is to us. And the only way that we can know God's heart to us is through our relationship with the Lord. As we continue to commune with him and walk with him on a daily basis, hour by hour, minute by minute, as it were, then the Lord will give us that assurance in our heart that he is able to deliver us and keep us and protect us from whatever we find we are going through at that time or this time. Again, we'll have a look at another favorite passage, which we all know well, Daniel 3. Go to Daniel chapter 3. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 3, just a couple of little passages here to read, 13 to 19 and 24 to 28. Daniel 3, 13 to 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now, if ye be ready that at that time that ye hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the sackbut, psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And verse 24, Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded, and rose up in haste, and spoke and said unto the counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God's. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And again, here we see another example of God's preservation over his children's lives. And this God, that the God that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego served, is the same God that we serve. And he is well able to be able to do for us as he did for them. As we saw, the king in his rage commanded that these men to be thrown into the furnace. But because of their relationship to their God, they didn't worry about that. They knew that their God was able to deliver them out of the king's hand. No matter what the king threw at them, God was able to deliver them. And that is, I believe, well, for me anyway, I need to know, and I believe we all need to know, is that God is able, in whatever situation we find ourselves, to be able to deliver us and keep us from the things that we go through in our trials and tests. And these three young men had such a relationship with their God that they just knew that God would deliver them out of the burning fiery furnace. But they also knew in their hearts that if God didn't, then they would be with their Lord anyway. Praise the Lord. And that is the same for us. You know, in our relationship with God, we keep ourselves right with God. Then if anything does happen and we're not delivered out of a situation, praise God, we're in a win-win situation. We win if we're delivered, and we win if we're not, because praise God, we shall be with the Lord in a much better place than where we are now. Glory to God. As we see when we go further down in this passage, we see the preservation on these three Hebrew children, when that says in verse 27, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire are, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Praise God, what a testimony that is, that God can do that. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. These things are in the Word to encourage us, and praise God that is what we need all the time in this world that we're living at the moment, with all the negativism, all the things that are happening now, in our families, in the workplace, in the world itself, all the things that happen, and we hear each and every day more and more negativism, more and more horrible things happening. But praise God for us. God is able to keep us and protect us and bring us through each of these situations. Again, if we just turn over a couple of pages to Daniel 6, we can see again another instance of God's preservation. And this time it is with Daniel. Praise the Lord. Daniel 6:18-23. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were there instruments of music. Oh, sorry, I've missed a bit. We need to go back again. We'll start at verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into the house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did previously. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said to the king, that Daniel, who is of the children of captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree which thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was very much displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed. Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And when the signet of his Lord, and with the signet of his Lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the lion's den. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live for ever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocent was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. And the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take up Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful story. What a wonderful story of God's preservation on Daniel there. And praise God, it is the same for us. It is the same for us. God can do exactly the same for us as we go through our trials and tests. God can deliver us from them. I know that God sometimes has a purpose in allowing us to go through certain things, because he is dealing with our lives. He is working his will in our lives. But we also can see that God is faithful, and that he will deliver us out of those situations that we find ourselves in. We serve a faithful God, praise the Lord. And here, as again, we see God's preservation over Daniel, how he came and shut the mouths of the lions that they wouldn't hurt him, because Daniel had that relationship with his God. He knew that God would deliver him, and he did deliver him out of the lion's mouths. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can see how, again, in this story, it was a conspiracy against Daniel. And these are the things of the world that we have to face today. We hear all these stories in the news of these things happening. But praise God, if they come across our paths, then God can deliver us from that sort of thing. And same as we saw in the other other story, that the three little Hebrew children, they would not bow down to idols. They remained faithful to their God, and God delivered them out of their situation that they were in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. If we turn now to Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1. And as I just said earlier, God can allow us to go through certain situations to work in our hearts, to produce the fruit in our lives that he want to produce in our lives. And here we see in the story of Jonah where God asked him to do something. The Lord asked him to go to Nineveh. And that was the last place that Jonah wanted to go to, because he was in that place. Pardon me. And so he ran away. But God has a way of bringing us back and humbling us to the place where he want us to be. And this is exactly what he did with Jonah. He caused Jonah to be humbled, but he also showed great mercy on Jonah in this situation. And if we look here, starting in chapter 1 verse 17, when Jonah had runned away, jumped on a boat and was out in the raging sea. And as we know, that the men feared the Lord exceedingly, it says in verse 16, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord, verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cry by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thine holy temple. The waters compassed about me, even to the soul. The depths closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountain. The earth with its bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought my life up from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee, and the voice of thanksgiving I will pay that I have owed. I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah onto the dry land. Hallelujah. And as I said here we see that in Jonah's disobedience, God had a way of bringing Jonah round to his way of thinking, as it were. God knows with us. Sometimes we go about and we blame the devil for this, that, and the other, when very often, yes, it's God allows the devil to work on our lives to perform that in our lives that he wants to perfect. But it is God very often who is allowing these trials to come across our path for his glory. And here we see exactly the same thing with Jonah, that Jonah, in his running away from what God wanted him to do, had already prepared a way that he knew that he would get Jonah to come back and conform to what he wanted him to do. And as it says in verse 17, the Lord had already prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah when he fell into the sea, and he was in the belly of that great fish 3 days and three nights. And no one can imagine that being in that. he must have felt very claustrophobic. He must have wondered whatever was happening to him, being in that environment, in the depths, in the sea. And in his hour of need, he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord was faithful. The Lord heard his cry, and in the end, the Lord spoke to the whale or the fish, and it vomited Jonah out onto the dry land. Praise God. God knows the perfect way to do whatever needs to be done in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we see that in our hour of need, then God can and will protect us. God will bring us through. God has his way of doing what needs to be done in our lives. But we also need to be mindful of God want us to look to him in every one of these situations. God want us to take our problems, our trials, and what have you to him in prayer. And when we have asked the Lord to deliver us out of these things, that we believe it. It says in the word, be it unto us according to your word. And so we believe that God will deliver us and bring us out of our situations. And as we go through that trial and test, that we just stand in faith. And as we stand in faith, God will bring the situation to an end, because he is faithful. He will bring us through in that trial and test. Glory to God. If we turn to Psalm 34, verses 1 to 9. Psalm 34, verses 1 to 9. Psalm 34, 1 to 9. Psalm 34, verses 1 to 9. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about those who fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, and there shall no lack to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a wonderful passage of scripture. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And praise the Lord, shouldn't that be for us? No matter what we're going through, we know that we are the Lord's. We've been privileged to have been touched by the Lord. Shouldn't we praise the Lord all the time? Shouldn't his praise continually be in our mouth? I can only speak for myself, but I know that very often that is not the case. When we go through trials and tests, we become very down, inward looking, whereas we should be outward looking, looking to the Lord and singing his praises, because we know what he can do. Praise the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Do we know that in our hearts? Do I know that in my heart? That whatever I seek the Lord about in my trials and tests, that he will deliver me from all of my fears. Deliver me out of my trial and test. Praise God. And we can only get that through relationship with him, through communion with our God daily with him, as he leads and guides us as we go through this walk. And it goes on further down in verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about those who fear him and delivereth them. Praise God, as we saw in the story of Elisha and his servant. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them and delivered them. And the same it is for us. Praise God. The Lord has got his angels, which have got charge over us to keep us in our time of whatever we do, whatever we go through. The Lord is there with us, going through it. Praise God. Because as we walk this walk, as we've heard many times before, we're not on our own. The Word of God says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is actually within us. So whatever we go through, we're not going through it on our own. The Lord is with us, going through it with us, upholding us, through our trials and tests. And that is why he is able to deliver us from whatever it may be that come across our path, whether it be trials of healing or trials of the family, trials at work, trials in this world, whatever it is. We're never on our own because God is with us. He is walking this walk with us. We walk together. And he is the one who upholds us. He is the one who does everything for us in our lives. As we said earlier, there's nothing we can do. The things that are impossible with man are possible with God, praise the Lord. And he will deliver us. He will protect us. He will keep us. He will provide and so much more. But in our trials and tests, God will look after his own. And that is what the title of this psalm is that I just read the first 9 verses of. The Lord delivers his own. And it's exactly what he will do for us. If we continue to seek his face, ask him, believe him, stand upon his word, God will bring us through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe that that is what the Lord had for me to bring today. Praise God. And I hope that's been a blessing. Pray that's been a blessing to my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, for leading and guiding us, Father, for being with us every step of the way that we walk, Father. Father, we just thank you that you are beside us, that you make the way each day for us, Father, that you lead us, you guide us, Father. You protect us, you provide for us, you deliver us, Father, from everything of this world, Lord. So, Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Father, for your protection over us, for your faithfulness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your compassion, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.